Health and Human Services reports saving hundreds of millions of dollars. It's been piloting a new payment model for healthcare providers established by the Affordable Care Act. The model changes the incentives for providers who take a new approach to patient care and improving outcomes. Raul Rajkumar is the Deputy Director of the Center for Innovation at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. He joins me now with how this whole model works. Mr. Rajkumar, thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me on the program this morning.
All right, so my understanding is this is not really just a payment model, but a payment for a new way of delivering care to large Medicare patient populations. Tell us how it works.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Let me take a step back for a minute. So the Affordable Care Act created a Center for Innovation to test new ways of paying for and delivering health care with the goal of improving quality of care, but also reducing its cost. We're testing 28 different models. And the law also set a very high bar for the success of these models. It said that in order for a model to be successful, it has to improve quality and or reduce cost. And the Medicare actuary actually has to certify its impact on cost. And so what we reported is the very first Innovation Center model to meet this high bar. And the name of the model is the Pioneer Accountable Care Organization model. An ACO is basically a model where a group of providers come together voluntarily, and they agree to be accountable for the cost and quality of their Medicare beneficiaries. And the way that the model works is we look at these beneficiaries in the model, and we look back in time to understand what their historical expenditure was. And then we use some mathematical formula to project that forward and create a benchmark. And the deal is, between Medicare and the ACO, if you can beat that benchmark, you can share in the savings with the federal government. And if you exceed that benchmark, then we share in the losses together. And by the way, we measure your performance on 33 different measures of healthcare quality and adjust those payments upwards or downwards, depending on your quality performance. But that's how the model works.
Because it would be easy to change one variable, you could lower the cost, but if the patients all drop dead, then you really haven't accomplished anything, correct?
Right, I wouldn't put it quite that starkly, but what we are trying to show is that there is a way to both improve quality and reduce cost at the same time.
And what the organizations participating in this, the list of them looks like people that are pretty sophisticated healthcare delivery organizations. What do they have to do differently from what they had been doing and just taking Medicare patients and billing you?
Yeah, that's a great question. So originally there were 32 pioneer organizations, and this model was designed for advanced organizations that have some experience in managing population health and providing these types of enhanced population health services to Medicare beneficiaries. We find that the pioneers are doing a number of things to improve the care of their beneficiaries. And it can be anything from using predictive analytics to risk stratify their patients, to understand who is at risk, who is likely to be high cost, who could benefit from enhanced care coordination. So if you could imagine a scenario where a patient is admitted to a hospital for, say, heart failure, and as a physician, I take care of these patients every day. By providing better follow-up care when they leave the hospital, perhaps visiting them at home, perhaps seeing them more frequently, reconciling their medications, there are many, many clinical interventions that can work to improve quality and reduce cost of care.
That idea of coordination seems to be an important one because I guess if someone's in the hospital, then different specialists can coordinate because they're all under one roof. But often, I guess Medicare patients or all patients go from this place to that place and to the third place, and none of those places really have any way of communicating or incentive to communicate with one another. So does this try to get around that problem?
It does. I would say that care coordination is really at the core of this model. That is one of the most important strategies for success for a provider that's operating in this model.
And other than the economic circumstances that Medicare patients might be in relative to other populations, is there a health level or level degree of poor health that tends to characterize those populations?
So the model is, we think, generalizable to all Medicare patients. So we have about 600,000 Medicare beneficiaries that are in the model. There are varying levels of health. So we have healthy patients. We have patients who are more sick. Now, obviously, if a patient is more sick, their health care expenses are going to be higher. And so there is a greater opportunity there to intervene, provide better coordinated care, and save additional funding. But one of the other things that we see the Pioneer ACO is doing is providing better preventative care to all patients, including the healthier ones.
We're speaking with Rahul Rajkumar. He's Deputy Director of the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Innovation at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And looking at the financial side of this, and you've established that coordination is important and preventive care is important. How do you measure how that's doing relative to what would have been paid out under the old model?
Yeah, so let me start with quality, actually, because quality is always the thing that we care about the most. So the Pioneer, again, we measure the Pioneers on 33 measures of quality. And in the first year, we had comparable national benchmarks for 15 clinical quality measures and 4 patient experience measures. These are measures that survey patients to understand how they're experiencing their care. And we found that the Pioneers beat the national benchmarks on all 19 of these measures, the 15 plus 4, and then they improved from year 1 to 2. And then on top of that, our evaluation found that over these 2 years, 2012 and 2013, the Pioneer saved a total of $385 million compared with a comparison population. So we evaluate all of these models through a rigorous independent scientific evaluation, and that was the finding from the evaluation.
And so some of that savings then is shared with those organizations as an incentive to keep going.
That's right. So if the organizations save money based on their own historical performance, they get to share in those savings and then reinvest that savings in providing even better care.
And so what is the mechanism by which this money-saving, improved quality technique can be transferred to a great number of healthcare organizations that are also getting Medicare dollars under the old system?
Yes, that's a great question. So we are currently exploring ways to take the best features of the Pioneer ACO model and incorporate them into some of our more enduring Medicare programs. The Affordable Care Act created a permanent accountable care organization program called the Medicare Shared Savings Program. And, you know, one possibility is to incorporate features of this into that and other enduring Medicare programs.
And just talk briefly about the third-party evaluation of it. You said there are actuaries that look at these things. Where do they come from? Do they work for Medicare, Medicaid services? What is their role in making sure that there is accurate and objective measurement of what's going on?
Yeah, so the Medicare actuary, the CMS actuary, is part of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, but they are historically independent. They are, you know, best-in-class scientists, actuarial scientists. And so they conduct their own evaluation of the model. And what they did is that they looked at the market level at different healthcare markets around the country that have a Pioneer ACO versus other markets that don't have a Pioneer ACO. And they found that the growth in spending in healthcare was lower in the Pioneer markets. And that's how they drew their conclusion that this program is likely to produce savings. And so getting a certification from the Medicare actuary is, I can't state enough how high a bar it is because they are so rigorous in their approach to evaluating programs.
Kind of like making the inspector general happy, I guess. And so now that you have 2 years of experience and have documented nearly $400 million in savings, what do you do now in the next year and 2 years?
More broadly, the Innovation Center is testing a number of different models. We hope that there will be other successes. But for now, we are studying this success and trying to figure out how to bring this to scale. Because our hope is that, you know, both as a future Medicare beneficiary, but also as a provider, this gives me great hope that there is a path to improving quality, but also reducing cost at the same time.
Rahul Rajkumar is the Deputy Director for Innovation at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me on the program.